At work, at my job, we communicate through email, which doesn't happen that often, but we have instant messenger at work.
Okay.
So if you want to get an answer real quick from somebody, you type in, you pop their name in, you ask them a real quick question.
I love that.
Yeah, and then you move on. So if I need to know if that thing was done, hey, Jackie, was this thing done? Beep, yes, done. So now I don't have to walk to your office. I don't have to send an email. It's not permanent like an email. It's just a little instant messenger.
And during COVID, really smart. You don't have to interact with somebody face-to-face who may not be vaccinated.
Yeah, so I have, at any given moment, 15 people going on this instant messenger at one time. So today somebody said something and I type back, I know, but I type back I and O and hit enter. The way I phrase this out of my head is this is instant messenger. It's not, you know, email. It's not formal. I can say things real quick, like I see you or, you know, whatever. Right. It doesn't have to be. Do I have to be write everything exactly right in a business setting?
Yes, you do. Yeah, because these aren't your friends. You can't be casual with them. You know, you can't, even if it's easier just to write I know or I see you, I think you have to write everything out, because you, again, if it's your friend and they know that's how you are, you send an emoji or something, that's fine. But in a business environment, it makes you look stupid. And it makes people will have an opinion about, people are forming their opinion about you at work based on everything you do at work. So even if you're the top sales guy every single week, but then you type in I-N-O for I know, that resonates with them. They don't care about you. They don't like I get an email back from you and I say, how is this? And you write back K-E-W-L.
And I cool. do that at work.
Right. Well, it's an acquired taste. People need to get to know that's your joke, that's who you are, and that you know how to spell no, K-N-O-W.
Right.
But I think in a work environment, you always have to be professional. You cannot be casual. Haven't you learned that lesson? You can't be casual with anybody at work. Nobody takes a joke at work. You cannot take a risk of somebody.
It's not that I didn't want to be professional. It's I'm writing real quick messages. Because it's not formal. It's just question, answer. You know, I'm not asking you about your day. I'm not asking anything like that. I just want a quick answer on a subject. And then I know.
That's open for interpretation. Because if I ask you a yes or no question and you write, I know, it's like, so no, or are you saying I know? So you have to write an asterisk. And then do K-N-O-W. Yeah, so they know. You've got to be clear with people. You can't assume people know what you mean. They're not your friends.
Yeah, I mean, the minute I hit send, I went, and then I went on, and then I thought, they probably think I'm a moron.
Yeah, they probably do. I would.
But that was just a quick way of saying, I know. Three buttons. No, enter, doing something else, putting a big package together, got a huge contract I'm working right now. I don't have time to spell out K-N-O-W.
Oh, you're so busy. You couldn't add the K and the W. Oh, I can't find a K and a W. I'm too busy to put a K and a W. So I gotta make
sure everything I send is spelled correctly and all that.
You're sitting there buying Yodas. You have time to put a K and a W at... in the I know. You cannot type in I-N-O and assume that's okay in a business environment. I don't care. I don't care if it's somebody you're having an affair with in your office. It does not matter. You have to be professional at all times. Your job. That's your job.
All right. So I got to sit there and type everything and make sure it's spelled correctly and make sure I'm not saying anything funny, not having emojis. Fine. Right. It's going to take me forever to do my job now. It's going to be like an 8-hour job.
It's not going to take an extra hour to put a K and a W in the beginning at the end of the word no to make it I know to be proper. Listen, the other thing is when you send an email to somebody, they might misinterpret it. Instant messenger is even worse. I mean, that could come across sarcastic, like, I know, like, you idiot. Do you know what I mean? So I think you have to be careful with instant messenger also. You're giving a quick answer. It could come across like you're being flip or sarcastic or condescending. You got to be really careful.
But I think I look at it like texting, like you and I text each other and you will text back letters that mean nothing to me. And I got to Google it and look it up. So it's real quick, you know, instead of what are you doing, it's a WYD.
Right.
And that's how I look at this instant messenger thing, is that I can say that. I don't have to sit there. No.
Nope, you can't. You can't write FML. You can't write anything. You can't write FOMO. No, none of that. These are not your friends. This is a business environment. This is where you're getting paid for. You've got to be extra clear, especially because it's like an instant messenger and that could be misinterpreted. You have to. It's part of your job.
So if they say, get this project together, and I send back FML, it doesn't look good.
No, because the next thing could be you're fired. Oh. So yeah, no, you don't want to make it seem like doing work is strenuous, too much for you, because
FML, it's like everything I put on there now.
they know what you mean. They listen, just writing I know, N-O, they know you mean FML.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, the minute I hit send, I went, oh,
that's the subtext.
Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, the subtext is FML. Yeah. And by the way, we're not going to tell you what FML is. Go ahead and look it up.
If you're asking,
go ahead and look it up.
You're listening to the wrong show.